The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Warm greetings and happy to have this hour to meditate and talk about the Dharma together. And the idea of relaxing the body and then relaxing the mental activities is might seem to be not a particular spiritual thing to do or so significant, but it is quite meaningful in many ways. It gives us a feeling for a sense of what's possible as we go deeper and deeper, the deeper tranquility, the deeper forms of letting go and freedom. It's also significant in that it's not just an issue of relaxing, but also the issue of feeling the consequence of relaxing or calming or letting go, feeling the influence it has on us. Sometimes when we relax parts of our body, areas around the area respond. Sometimes if you're sitting upright and you relax the belly, something then lifts in response. Sometimes there's a lifting of the torso that goes together with the relaxing. Sometimes relaxing the shoulders. There can be a lifting then of the neck and the head, of the upper spine. Relaxing the elbows and can have a nice effect down to the hands. And relaxing the face can have an uplifting feeling in the mind. Or in relaxing, there might be a feeling of lightness or even vitality that comes. Something gets released as we relax. When we're really tense, there's a lot of energy and tension, but the energy and the tension is all kind of contracted. And there can be a wonderful, very subtle feeling of tension is released, so there's a freedom of a certain kind of vitality. Openness, ease, lightness. So as we do this relaxation that we often do at the beginning of a sitting, you might see what's subtle, and it might be quite subtle, influence that has. What's left over? What good things follow the relaxation? And you can appreciate it if it's pleasant or enjoyable. Spend a few moments appreciating that, taking it in, the joy, the lightness, the pleasure of it. So sitting upright and closing your eyes, and gently taking a few somewhat deeper breaths, deep enough so you feel like you are expanding, stretching good part of your torso. And as you exhale, to release and relax the torso, whatever in your body feels easy to relax. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And starting with the belly, relaxing the belly, softening around the belly, and feeling whatever is pleasant or enjoyable or good about that relaxation. The influence the relaxation has around that, the belly. Relaxing as you exhale, relaxing the chest, softening in the chest. And if there's a relaxation, feeling whatever pleasure, lightness, or openness that results. Feeling your shoulders as you breathe in. Relaxing your shoulders as you exhale. And then there's the muscles of your face as you exhale, softening in the face, letting the muscles fall away from the skull. And then feeling the vitality or the openness, the peacefulness that follows. And then bringing your attention to where in your body you most associate with thinking. If there's any physical feeling, sensation associated with mental activity. Maybe in the area on your head, but it could be somewhere else. And as you exhale, relax your mental activity. Relax your thinking. Soften in the mind and feel whatever goodness or pleasure, vitality or peace that seems to result from that, however subtle. And then feeling the whole global body, a wide feeling of being here in your body. And with the exhale, release the body. Relax the whole body and feel the influence that has on the body. Feel the mind, kind of the global mind, if that's available to you. And then release the whole mind and feel the influence of that release. And when there is relaxation, there's more room to feel contentment, to feel some peace. To feel a kind of healthy vitality of just being alive and breathing. Might even have some joy or well-being as part of it. So then as we now continue with breathing, breathing in and breathing out, breathe with whatever is pleasurable, enjoyable, peaceful. That's here in the wake of letting go, relaxing, letting go into the present moment. Relaxing into the body, releasing the mind. Whatever influence that remains from having settled in and just being here, breathe with that good influence. let it support you to quiet the mind even more. Quieting, a stilling of an active mind and a contracted body. Just here. as you relax or get calmer, more settled in the sitting, feel the goodness of that. Feel the pleasure or the what's positive about that, even if it's subtle. Feel the influence of that throughout your being. And without focusing on it so much, include it as the atmosphere as you breathe in and breathe out. Even if there are difficulties in the peripheral attention, breathe with whatever goodness is here, whatever pleasure, contentment, peace. The atmosphere within which breathing occurs. And then as we come to the end of the sitting, to consider that your ability to relax, be calm, have some tranquility is a gift to others. Especially if you consider that when we relax, there's an influence on that, on us. There's a impact or a result that it allows us to be present with less clinging, with less of the movements of mind and heart that come with clinging, less assertive, less forceful on people, less projecting our expectation, demands, our bias, prejudice, our preferences. And instead, when we're relaxed, some of the good qualities that we have are more available. Care, attention for others, kindness and friendliness, generosity, so not just to feel, not just to relax for its own sake, not to get calm for its own sake, as if it's just for us, but appreciate the impact, the results, the influence that has on us in a way that lets us participate in our social world in a better way. And may it be that we reflect on how this meditation practice does in fact help us participate in the world in a better way, both consciously and unconsciously, intentionally and unintentionally. May the influence of our practice spread benefits out into the world. May all beings benefit from our meditation. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And if we notice how our goodness can benefit the people and beings around us, may we have the wisdom to do so. May we have the inspiration to do so.